Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can find Javi Lopez, though, joining us right now on 95.7 The Game. We certainly thank him for that. Javi Lopez on with Damon and JD. Javi, thank you very much for your time today. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Excellent. When's the last time you saw a Dodger-Giants series feel like that? I mean, that was the best regular season series these two guys since what, Bochy was in town? I mean, I don't think that is an exaggeration. That was an A-plus four-game series.
Yeah, four-game series. I mean, I couldn't really recall that, to be honest with you. And three games being walked off. Well, you can't walk off, I guess, on the road. But, you know, three late-inning comebacks against Kenley Jansen, you never see that. So, you know, they got Tyler Rogers one night, and Tyler's got, hey, I'll get you back, and he did it. So that was pretty impressive all the way around.
I mean,
pitching, bullpen guys, bench players, the whole entire lineup was just on fire. It was a great, great series to watch.
Man, that's everything you need to know about the burden being a closer, though, is it not? I mean, you are a hero one night, you are a bum the next night, you can be a team's all-time save leader and get booed off the field, you can be Tyler Rogers and go from bum to hero in 24 hours. That is
right.
That's why the guys at the back of the bullpen get an extra comma sometimes in their paycheck.
I think you're right. I mean, Kenley Jansen, I couldn't tell you if I've ever heard him get booed off a field in LA ever. And just for those reasons you mentioned, he's got accolades upon accolades out there in LA, and to get booed off the field. I think a lot of it yesterday might have been umpire-related, not so much Kenley Jansen-related, but, hey, it doesn't matter. Giants will take the W, and I think panic is a little early. I don't want to use a panic button, but L.A. is feeling the pressure. I think that is 100%, especially with the way Dave Roberts reacted and Max Muncy and some of the other guys you saw off the bench.
Yeah, you could make a case, couldn't you, Javi, that that's almost the biggest takeaway from the series was that it and look, it's July. They're going to play again next week. There's a long way to go in this thing. But it was almost as if the Giants, they kind of had the Dodgers shook because the Dodgers are used to winning games the way that the Giants got them two nights in a row.
Yeah, that's exactly the best expression there is for it. It's, you know, they got punched in the mouth. It's the Mike Tyson, everyone's got to play until you get punched in the mouth, and that's what happened. And the Dodgers had their starters lined up the way they wanted. I know they're going through injuries, the Giants are as well, but you're playing your rival team at home for a four-game set, and you lay an egg, and the Giants will take it. Like you said, you got to play them again. But the Giants are proving that the Dodgers are gettable, the Padres are gettable, and now the Dodgers and Padres have they're going at it like they hate each other, and that only plays in the Giants' favor, I think. Honestly, I think when they start having – at least three more series that they have to play, you're looking at some teams that, you know, the Giants just continue to do what they need to do, let those other teams beat up on each other, and they're going to be sitting pretty.
A 14-year-long major league career with 4 World Series rings to show for it. Javier Lopez joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So you talk about how much it stings to be punched in the mouth like that. When you think on your career and look back at it, is there a you got punched in your mouth moment that stands out more than others? We normally ask you about the good times. Let's talk about the bad times.
Yeah, well, my I've had many bad seasons or many bad ups and downs. I think 2009 was probably the worst one. 2009 was I was in Boston. I had a real rough start. We were playing the Orioles, and I give up a foul ball. I'm trying to think of what lefty. It might have even been Aubrey Huff, but I faced a lefty, foul ball into the mezzanine at Fenway Park. The fan catches the ball and throws it back at me on the mound, and I'm getting booed because we're getting blasted, and I'm giving up more runs. And I was like, that's the most humiliating feeling ever. But then that was only topped by just a couple weeks later. I'm playing in Tampa Bay. They cleared the bench. Tampa was killing us. And I'm throwing my third day in a row. I go out for Francona, cleared the entire bench, saved all the veteran pitchers. I go out, and I get blasted some more. I only get two outs, and then I have to go play right field to finish the inning. The right fielder came in for relief. So those are my punch-in-the-mouth kind of moments where I'm just like, okay, all right, this game isn't as easy as you draw it up in your mind sometimes.
Wow. So you had to wear it, and then you had to go play the field and think and wear it in that way.
Yes, in Tampa Bay when the cowbells were still going, and I backpedaled into right field.
So was a ball hit at you? Do you stand out? Do you stand out there like the fattest kid on a Little League field going, boy, I hope they don't hit it at me?
And the very first one hits it into right center. And I just couldn't get to it in time, and so I watched my own run score. My own run get
catched.
The game will do. It'll humble you.
You watch your own run score. There's an earned run scored against you. That's something else. You know, I thought just, you know, there's so much conversation about Shohei Ohtani. It hasn't happened yet, but do you realize that there's a scenario where someday he's going to leave as the losing pitcher of record, and then because he went to the outfield – he's going to end up hitting a home run. At some point in time, Shohei Ohtani is going to get himself off of a hook.
Yes. No question. And I was spending some time. I'm on vacation. I was spending some time with Mark DeRosa, MLB Network, former teammate of mine. And we were talking about something like that. And then really it was more wallet related. Like, what is this guy going to be worth? You know, he's a $30 million starter. He's going to be proven his worth to be a $40 million, $30, $40 million position player. Like, where do you put this guy? What do you do with him? I mean, he's a special talent. I'm so happy my kids are young enough that they can watch this guy play. And it's fun. And he's embracing it. But it is really cool. And I'm liking that organizations are finally giving guys shots to go both. It would be the two-way player, both player position and pitch. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it's incredible. Javi Lopez joining us here on 95.7 The Game. So given everything that's happened with the Giants here this week and the Dodger series, all right, trade deadline is coming up. Where are you at as far as, you know, does this team need to add? Where do they need to add? And is there pressure now for the Dodgers maybe to add after the Giants extended their lead coming out of this four-game set?
Well, I am interested to see what the Dodgers and Padres do. They're both dealing with injuries. You know, Blake Snell's been hurt. Darvish has spent a little time. The Dodgers, we know Turner was missing time. Muncy's been in and out. Cody Bellinger. So there's things that could be tightened up on everybody's team. I think when you look at the Giants, the starting pitching is the concern, and not in a bad way. It's just that these guys are getting to innings that they haven't reached in, you know, let's say 3-4 years, getting up to that 180, 200 yard or 200 inning marker. And it's, yeah, I think if you can add something, that would be a piece that they might be looking at. I do think they're another bullpen arm never hurts. I know when in 2010, if you're looking at that kind of blueprint, a team that was kind of just put together and with some upside, I was required, along with Ramon Ramirez, and it's not like we were marquee back-end stud pitchers, but we fit the role so nicely with the Giants and what they already had that it kind of played itself into something like that, where you had more bridge guys to get to Brian Wilson. I do think the Giants this year might be looking at something like that, where they can just get some reinforcements of late-end bullpen relief, some veteran guys that have kind of been through it. And, you know, Ian Kennedy's always a name that's been popping up. You see a lot of that. out of Texas, 36-year-old guy, been in the NL West, knows the competition out there, knows the teams, knows the area, so it won't be overwhelming for him. So I think it's one of those things that I think the Giants will look for a bullpen piece if it fits, a starting pitcher if it fits, and I think you needed some outfield depth too. Again, they're dealing a lot of injuries that, you know, there might be a guy that can settle in into a lineup that gives you just another dangerous bat with all these other guys. Lamont Wade Jr. having a tremendous season. Duggar's going through a little bit of something. Slater's in a little bit of a slump. You'd love to get Belt back. I think a lot of it depends on what guys are coming back. If Longoria gets back healthy, Belt gets back healthy, and they have a couple days, and, you know, like everyone tells you, there's going to be a flurry of phone calls, and this won't happen till the 11th hour like it always does. But they're in a position of strength. You don't want to deal the entire farm system, and Farhan's not going to do that, neither is Scott. So, you know, it's all about acquiring those mid-level pieces that you think you can coach up to become more high-leverage situation guys, and I think they've done a great job of doing that.
Javi Lopez here on 95.7 The Game. This morning, Hunter Pence came in and did an hour with our morning show, and I thought it was really, really interesting when he brought up how this team uses data points and videos to show guys how to tweak and refine their swings. I'd like to play this for you and then ask you a follow-up question.
They give you everything to succeed. They have all the biomechanics. They can teach you. They have drills to help teach you the ways to leverage your body. And they have the data mind where they're sending you, like, this is how he gets you out. This is how you hit him. They'll have a thing of the strike zone. Like, this is what you want to swing at. This is where you want to say no. They allow you to tunnel. They start teaching you as you learn the spin axis, how you can match the plane with the bat. So it's next level. Let me just – I know that's like super getting really sciencey on the baseball swing, but it's next level.
There's so much science in the baseball swing. There's obviously an awful lot of science applied to pitching and arm angles. How much did things change as you were nearing the end of your career, as data was being embraced? How much has it changed for you? Have you watched it change since stepping away?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I think that's arc of my career was veteran guys told you how to pitch in certain innings, outs, and situations. Then that was always drilled in my head. Innings, outs, and situations dictate what you throw. Then it became innings, outs, and situations with your ability to throw X pitch in this situation will play against this hitter's weakness. And then it turned into actual concrete numbers showing you what you were doing with this pitch. And when it wasn't feeling right, well, let's take a look at your stride length. Oh, well, here you're 5 inches shorter than you were this time last year. And even 2 months ago, you had a longer stride. Let's try to lengthen the stride again. Let's look at your release point. Oh, you're a couple inches longer here. That's why you've got better carry on your sinker. You know, those things, you started having more and more numbers be able to tell you. And not only it's a visual, it's a feel. Everything's a feel. You know, now you're getting swing, but now guys are trying to, and you've seen it with Brandon Crawford. He's changed. Buster Posey's changed his stance. And the success is there. The buy-in is there. If you give people numbers and you give them an explanation as to why these things are happening and what will make you a better athlete, you would be out of your mind to not listen to it. You know, to think you have it figured out would be doing an injustice to yourself, an injustice to your team. And you see it with the Giants, with the coaching staff, the massive amount of guys that the Giants have, and to be able to cut that and almost have a 2-to-1 ratio with the coaching staff is really, really, I think, underrated when you look at what's going on the landscape of baseball. And I do think it's a credit to Farhan and Scott and Gabe Kapler knowing and that situation, addressing the situation, and being comfortable in a sense that they're not afraid to ask the question when they do not know the answer. A lot of times you run into managers and coaches that will just throw out something because they think that's the answer. They will be like, I don't know. Let me get back to you. Let me dive into the numbers. Let me get the proper people in line, and I will get back to you. And I think when you have that kind of communication level, that just brings out the better player. And I think that's what's happening in this generation as you're watching it go. When you have some guys that you can put in place and they're not putting in place just because you need to give a guy a day off because you're expecting production, it's gonna naturally make that person play much more comfortably. And that is phase one, step one of anybody. You've got to be comfortable in what you're doing if you're going to be successful. And I think they're doing a great job with that roster this year.
Awesome. Awesome stuff here with Javi. You talk about being comfortable with being uncomfortable. On vacation with Mark DeRosa, who's more likely to have packed a lime green Speedo just to make the other family uncomfortable?
I would probably tell you that that would fall more into my camp. Now, to be honest, I haven't done that. But we, of the two, I think I'm more that would go for the quick laugh, and I think he would appreciate it. You know, he's a high network guy now. You gotta be careful. He's got a fan base. He's got a following. I'm just in and out in San Francisco. So, of the two, I think I'm going for the quick laugh between the families.
So it's your humble roots that will probably bring you to the slingshot Mankini, other media mogul Mark DeRosa.
Yes.
It's good to know these things. I mean, baseball's all about getting a book on a guy, and now we got the book on you. I'm not saying we have the budget to send you a lime green Speedo, but should we do that, we look forward to the pictures you'll be sharing with us.
Yeah, I really can't wait to send something like that.
Thank you very much, Javi. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy some vacation. We look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
Thanks for having me as always, and I look forward to watching and talking to you guys a little bit later on.
No doubt. Thank you so much, Javi Lopez.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.